For SearchSecurity.com, I'm Bill Brenner. You're listening to another edition of our Security Wire Weekly podcast for February 20th, 2008. This week, I talked to Colin Steele, news writer for SearchITChannel.com, about the impact consolidation in the security market is having on the reseller community. And hackers begin to take aim at the latest Microsoft flaws. But first, the fur has been flying this week over Congress's decision to let a controversial surveillance law expire. The firestorm surrounding the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Amendments Act, also known as FISA, is just the latest battleground in a debate that has raged throughout the war on terror. Whether the threat of another attack on U.S. soil justifies unfettered government surveillance of most of its citizens in hopes of finding the few evil seeds among us. The measure would have granted retroactive immunity to telecoms that aided President Bush's warrantless wiretapping program. The conventional wisdom is that Congress chose to let it expire rather than work between the House and Senate to reconcile differing versions of the bills. Next, the hacking community is taking aim at the Windows flaws Microsoft patched last week, particularly the WebDAV mini redirector flaw outlined in Microsoft Bulletin MS-08007 and the Internet Information Services flaw addressed in MS-08006. It's common practice for hackers to target Microsoft flaws immediately after the company's monthly patch release, and security experts say it drives home the importance of getting those patches installed as quickly as possible. As we've been reporting for some time now, a wave of mergers and acquisitions has swept the security market, leaving many IT professionals and partners to adjust to an ever-changing stable of players. Among those having to adapt is the reseller community. Joining me to talk about the effect on the channel community is my colleague Colin Steele, news writer for SearchITChannel.com. Colin, welcome.
Thanks, Bill.
So, Colin, what are security resellers telling you about the changing face of the market and what kind of changes they need to be making as the security market just gets smaller and smaller?
Well, Bill, one of the first problems and challenges that partners face has to do with their business processes. Last year when Cisco acquired Ironport, I wrote a story about the acquisition, and I talked to a partner who had worked with both vendors, Cisco and Ironport. And he told me that the biggest change was dealing with the different ways that the vendors handled the sales cycle. For example, Ironport kind of handled everything on their own, whereas Cisco wanted the partners to be more independent. And Cisco had to offer additional training for the Ironport partners so that they could kind of learn how to do things the Cisco way. And that was a little disruptive for him, but it wasn't a major change. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, when Symantec acquired Veritas in 2005, that was a huge disruption for the channel. Symantec actually combined the two channel programs. Instead of incorporating one into the other, they tried to put one and one together and get two. And they got -1,000. It was a terrible, terrible program. Partners complained mostly about the ordering process. It was their ERP system for placing orders for customers. And it was not intuitive at all. When they tried to get support, the support lines were flooded because everybody had the same problem. That took the better part of a year for Symantec to resolve. So, you know, there's always some disruption in the channel, and I guess it just depends on the vendors and the way they handle it and the partners and the way they handle it. There are good ways about doing it, and there are bad ways to do it. Mm-hmm. Most of the partners that I talked to kind of realize that the onus is on them to do the right thing and adjust to what the vendors are doing because the vendors are leading the way and they have to keep up.
So So talk about the dangers as well as the opportunities for a reseller trying to move a product that's switched from the ownership of one vendor to another. What do the resellers tell you as far as what they need to do to seal the deal for the enterprises that they're trying to sell to, who might be skeptical of, well, gee, why should I buy this piece of equipment? I don't know if the management and services are going to be as good as it was before vendor B took over vendor A.
Okay, stop it.
Well, Bill, there are always dangers. You know, something as simple as when one vendor buys another and then slaps their own name on the product and there's no material change to the product at all, that can turn some customers off. And it's up to the partner to kind of reassure their customer that the product that they're selling now is the same exact product as before, has the same feature set, will do the same things, you know, probably comes with the same price. If anything, it might come with a lower price because it's a good faith effort on the part of the acquiring vendor. So, you know, that's a small change, but it can still have a big impact. But a lot of times there is a much more drastic change. One of the trends that you and I have both written a lot about is the trend towards more integrated security suites in the market. Yep. And acquiring different vendors is one of the biggest and easiest ways for a large security company to get all the technology they need to put that suite together. So sometimes a company will buy a product that's out there and is very popular and then pretty much discontinue it and incorporate it into a larger suite that includes a lot of different features. And that can be a problem for the customers who have the original standalone point product. They're worrying about support, service, you know, if they want to do a future upgrade, what are their options now that that product's not there? And that can drive away a lot of customers, and that creates a lot of problems for the partners. But on the flip side, it can also create opportunities. And that's because the partners now have the opportunity to say, hey, you already have this product here. You like it. Now it's part of this whole suite that offers a lot of different features that you didn't have before, and we can upsell you to that. And that includes a lot of integration work on the partner's end, making sure that everything is upgraded to the new suite, making sure that the customer has all the features that they did have plus the additional features that they're getting. So it's kind of a balancing act, and partners can kind of take that lemon of a discontinued product and turn it into lemonade.
So talk, based on your reporting, about who is thriving among the resellers in this environment. And if it's clearly apparent to you, who seems to be floundering?
Well, Bill, as always, you know, the big opportunity for the channel is in services. No matter what kind of partner program they're in and how friendly it is towards the partners in terms of the margins that they receive, offering services to your customers on top of selling them products is where you really get your money. With the integrated security trend that we talked about earlier, that can cause some problems because partners see it as, you know, less services for them to offer to their customers. There's less integration to do if they can buy an out-of-the-box solution that has a lot of the different things that the partner normally would put together for the customer. But on the flip side, you know, I talked to one vendor for a story that I did a few months ago, and they said that security is such a large market that no matter what kind of out-of-the-box solution there is, that can never address every customer's specific needs because every customer is so different in terms of their size and the specific setup of their infrastructure. So there's always that services opportunity, and the resellers and partners who are able to take advantage of those services and adapt their services to the changing market are the ones who will succeed. Less and less you see, you know, just traditional resellers who take something, sell it, and integrate it for customers, and then that's pretty much it. Especially nowadays because if there's an out-of-box solution that a customer likes a lot, they really don't need a reseller at all. They can just buy it and, you know, plug and play and go right ahead. So the ones who are able to keep up with the trends and evolve their services offerings are the ones who are going to be best positioned to succeed.
Okay, we'll end it there. Again, Colin Steele from Search IT Channel. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
That'll do it for this week. Remember that the latest information security news is always available as it breaks on our news page at searchsecurity.com/news. And you can always catch our podcasts on our special podcast page, searchsecurity.com/podcast. Again, I'm Bill Brenner. As always, thanks for listening.